Good morning. Let's pause for a word of prayer. Lord, I just ask that you would bless us this day, strengthen us, minister to needs here, needs in our lives as individuals, needs collectively as a body, needs around us in the community. Help each one of us, Lord, to fulfill that which you have called us and are calling us to, and to be blessed and used of you. Lord, do bless the service up in Ashland today as well. Minister to needs there in individuals and collectively, and just strengthen, bless that community as well. Help them to be reaching out there in a light. Thank you for what you do for us every day. Strengthen us, Lord, in ways that we still need to grow, ways that we are weak, and give us your peace and joy this day. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning, I have a relatively brief topic to share this morning, just living within our calling and not determined to be someone or do something against the will of God. Each one of us has certain things that we are able and called to fulfill. We also have certain things that we are not designed to fill. And God isn't using us in the same capacity that he's using the next one. And that's okay. We're just called to do the things that God puts in our path, in our life, and wants us to do. It doesn't all look the same. A couple passages in Numbers. One of them is Numbers 12, where, and I may have shared this passage here before, where Miriam and Aaron were speaking against Moses, and God let his voice or his judgment be shown in what it was that they were saying and what his determination of these things was and is. Numbers 12, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. First of all, in a little bit of research that I did, I don't think there was anything wrong with Moses marrying that person. I think they were picking on him. I think they were trying to find issues because they were feeling inferior or feeling jealous or realizing that Moses could do certain things that they felt just as capable of doing. And when we feel that way, it really messes with us. We start looking into people's lives and picking on things that are neither here nor there. They don't really matter, because we're going to find something wrong if that's the frame of mind we're in. We're all capable of that. I know I am. And, you know, we're human. We need to care more about God than what anybody thinks of us or what position we might be called to. You know, somewhere along the line, some of those things click for some of us. And we realize, you know what? Just do what God asks you to do and don't worry about the rest. May the Lord help us in that. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. When parents speak suddenly to you, and they say, come here, you, something's up, isn't it? It doesn't feel good to have somebody speak suddenly and say, come over here, you guys. Well, the Lord said suddenly, come, you three. And they came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud. Something was on his mind. He came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then, were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? In other words, with Moses, I take it a step further. We're even closer. How is it that you couldn't see this calling and how much I have my hand on him and were willing to speak something evil? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. In other words, children, you'd get sent to your room. You wouldn't just get scolded, and let go like nothing happened. There would be some consequence. Here, she needed to be outside of the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward, the people removed from Hazareth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. What is it in people that have to be somebody that they're not? Why does somebody need to be in this position because that person is, or concerned about what the Lord's calling somebody else to do? Are we discontent with our calling, whatever it is? God has a call on each one of our lives. He has something for us to do every day. Are we doing it? When we see nothing else, when we don't know what else He's holding for us and we don't understand, we should be in prayer. We should be communicating with the Lord and talking to Him, interceding for others. That we can do without a specific call. That's on all of our lives. Waiting, ready, available. Those people that are content to listen, to hear the Lord, they will hear if they're faithful. God does have something for them to do. Number 16, one other passage here, where we see three people that again thought they should be able to do, I think it was again what Moses was doing. Here, let's read. Now, Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? I'd like to just stop and remember, when Moses was being called, did he want to go? No. Take somebody else. I'm just me. I can't do anything. I can't speak. Moses was not vying for a position. He barely was willing. God got angry at him. I'll make Aaron a mouth for you. But Moses, in the long and short of it, he did go. But he didn't think of himself as something special most of the time. He blew it one time. He wasn't looking to be some big whatever. He had a calling. Lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, Even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you, that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel, to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. And he hath brought thee near to him, and all the brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also. In my little bit of research that I did, I gathered that all the priests were Levites, but not all the Levites were priests. And so these people that were seeking to do something that didn't pertain to them, they had a calling, but they didn't necessarily have the calling that they were wanting. Not enough. For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord, and what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, We will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us? Like Moses was seeking all of these things. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, Respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron, tomorrow, and take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they gat up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram, on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own hand. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open up her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And that's exactly what happened. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. Wow! Isn't that amazing? They just wanted to be somebody and make a choice that wasn't theirs to make, and they did something that God hadn't ordained that wasn't for them to do. It belonged unto someone else to do that, who was called, and there were results. Sometimes people who have a position, some position of authority or responsibilities, think now that they're worthy, and they want someone else's position that looks more important. Seek ye the priesthood also? If God is calling you to something, do it. And if God chooses to, He can broaden your call. Meanwhile, function within the sphere that God has. One more passage, and then I'm going to turn the time over, is Luke 14:7-11, something that we're familiar with, but just goes along with this concept of what I'm sharing, and I believe shows that a lot of these things boil down to simply having covetousness or pride in our lives, and that's why people want something that doesn't belong to them. Luke 14:7-11. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.